Now to a man whose personal tragedy helped fuel the national debate about steroids in sports. His name is Don Hooton. 4 years ago, his 17-year-old son, Taylor, killed himself. Don Hooton blames steroids. He's testified on Capitol Hill and consulted on the Mitchell Report, and he's in New York today for the report's release. Mr. Hooton, thank you for joining us.
It's good to be here, James. Thank you.
Your son, Taylor, was a high school baseball player in suburban Dallas. How did he get started with steroids?
Well, James, we don't need to speculate about why he got started. We had Taylor seeing a psychiatrist as a result of the behavior changes we'd seen in him. And during his interview with the psychiatrist, when she finally got him to admit that he had been doing steroids, she asked Taylor why he got started. And his response was that, you know, his high school baseball coach had told this 6'3", 180-pound young man that he needed to get bigger in order to improve his chances of making the varsity team. And what the coach didn't know was that when Taylor walked back into the dugout, a little over half of the players on Taylor's baseball team were already doing steroids. So Taylor didn't have to look far to figure out how the other boys had achieved the coach's objective of getting bigger.
Did you know he was using steroids? Had you noticed anything?
Oh, we had noticed a lot. We suspected it, but we really didn't know. Taylor denied it. You know, if you go to the medical textbooks, you know, Taylor was showing all of the physical and emotional signs of anabolic steroid use. The problem is, even though we saw a lot of the signs, you know, the acne on the back, the greasy skin, the fast weight gain, we didn't know to equate it with steroids. Taylor's behavior got real bad. He became very aggressive at times. I mean, we now know those were roid rages we were seeing. You know, just like some of the professional ball players who have sworn before Congress they've never done this stuff. You know, your 16-year-old denies it, and he denies it, and denies it even more, but it took a psychiatrist to finally get him to admit what the problem was.
And what eventually happened? He went into a depression, is that right?
Yeah, the depression's at its worst when a user stops using the steroids. And as it turns out, once the psychiatrist got him to admit he had been doing steroids, part of Taylor's treatment was to come confess to his mom and dad as to what he'd been doing, and then she had him stop cold turkey. And as it turns out, that's exactly the way you're not supposed to stop using steroids. And this depression is at its worst in the 4 to 6 week period following a user stopping steroids, and it was exactly during that period that Taylor became depressed enough and made the decision to take two belts and hang himself in his bedroom.
And that's where he was discovered?
Yes, his mom found him and has never been back upstairs since finding him that morning.
Don, after your son died, were you angered or embittered at how apparently widespread this steroid use was, and how apparently cavalierly it was being treated in some quarters?
Well, no and yes. I wasn't necessarily angry at the widespread use. I think surprised and just felt an obligation to shine a light on the problem and let people know what we had discovered. What I was angry about, James, and that's the second part of your question, was the reaction from our educators and coaches who went into a denial scheme. You know, this is not about cheating or accusing a coach of doing something. This is about the health of our children. This is about our 15 and 16-year-old babies that are in an environment where our leaders, our adult influencers, should be taking very hard, strong, aggressive steps to get it stopped. And instead of doing that, many of the ones we were exposed to shifted into denial mode, and that's just not acceptable in my book. It wasn't acceptable then, and it's not acceptable now.
Performance-enhancing drugs are an issue in a lot of sports, but baseball does stand out, especially today. Because of the allegations against home run king Barry Bonds and others, do you think Major League Baseball has done enough?
First course, let me make sure, you know, for whatever reason, the spotlight's been on Major League Baseball, but I think I would not be responsible if I didn't make the point that this is not a baseball problem. It is going on in virtually every sport that's out there. But baseball in particular, you know, I've had the opportunity to talk with Mr. Selig, the commissioner, on several occasions. I know, or I believe, his heart's in the right place, and I hope what we see with the Mitchell report today is a pathway or a map or a plan as to how you deal with a problem like this in a sport or any of the sports where the money at stake is so large and where there are unions that are representing these players. This is a very, very difficult environment to get in and do the kind of, for lack of a better word, police work, to get in and ferret these boys out and, you know, find the guilty parties and get them punished and thrown out of the game.
What role did you have in Senator Mitchell's investigation?
Well, I was invited about 2 months ago to meet with Senator Mitchell and spent a couple of hours in a private meeting with him. And my message was really fairly straightforward, James. It was to get him to appreciate that this battle, it's about the life and health of our nation's youth. You know, whether or not these players like it, I don't care whether they like it or not, they are role models, and as parents and as ticket-buying fans, we need to hold these players accountable to behavior that sets a good example for our kids. You know, not leading our children to believe that the, you know, panacea to success and health and wealth is an illegal drug. It makes me sick to listen to this discussion, whether or not we need to put an asterisk next to somebody's record. The question is, how many years in the federal penitentiary should some of these boys be spending? So hopefully what we brought to Senator Mitchell's investigation was just a different perspective on what this battle is all about.
Don Hooten, who started the Taylor Hooten Foundation in memory of his son, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, James.
When the Mitchell report is released later today, you can find the full report plus background on the players named on our website, npr.org.